Phyllis Marsteller, and I'm calling from Rhinebeck. And it's in reference to Alan Shartok's interview today of the CEO of Saratoga Hospital. The CEO did mention observation, which is not admission. It's different from admission into a hospital. But he didn't say anything about the possibility that patients who are under observation could be billed excessive amounts if their insurance doesn't cover it. I hope that sometime in the future, WAMC will have somebody from the Public Interest Research Group or somebody else to talk about the effects of various policies of insurance companies and hospitals, especially observation versus admission, and also facilities fees that can be charged for visiting a doctor's office a long distance from a hospital, but a hospital still has the authority to charge facilities fees that can amount to sometimes thousands of dollars.
Hi, this is Joe Murphy from Del Mar, New York, and I have a correction to make to your 2013 year-end news roundup that I just heard on Midday Magazine. Your reporter stated that Governor Cuomo's 10-point women's agenda was defeated when it died in the Republican-controlled New York State Senate. Actually, the Senate passed bills on 9 out of the 10 agenda points covering domestic abuse, human trafficking, workplace discrimination, and equal pay. It was a democratically controlled assembly that refused to pass any of those bills simply because they did not include the expanded abortion rights that the Democratic leadership and Governor Cuomo wanted. It's important that we understand why the women's agenda failed last year, not just to assign political blame, but because it is likely to come up again in 2014. So here's hoping that the new year will see passage of these 9 pro-women measures on their own merits and bipartisan appeal. Let the Democrats and Republicans continue to duke it out on abortion without holding hostage progress on these other important areas.
Stuart Lee, I'm calling from Cripplebush near Kingston. I just heard Herb London's rather one-sided diatribe about the memory of Nelson Mandela, and it was really truly over the top. I did live in South Africa for 3 years, and I know the place well. I was there when he came to power. I was in Swaziland the day he got out of jail. I know people who fought with him for the eventual democratic disposition, and this kind of effort of London's to destroy what he considers a sanitized version of Mandela's legacy is truly mean-spirited.
Dr. Joseph Olejak from Del Mar, New York, calling regarding 2 programs. One was about the genetically modified apple. Reminded me of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, you know, the witch giving the apple to the innocent Snow White. I think that's pretty much where we're at with these GMO foods. Time to label them, for sure. The second one had to do with heroin use in Vermont. I think we can lay that one right at the feet of the pharmaceutical industry. Given the number of middle-class Americans who are using OxyContin and other opioid-derived drugs, it's not a far stretch from getting a prescription to going to a drug dealer. Maybe we should rein in the pharmaceuticals.